USA Radio News with John Hunt.
We've got the latest on when the Senate might get the articles of impeachment. With that story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
As even many Democrats are pressuring House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate, she says we can expect developments this week.
I would be consulting with my members this week on Tuesday morning at our regular caucus meeting that we would vote to send them over, and we'll determine in our meeting when we send them over.
She spoke on ABC's This Week. Pelosi has said she was withholding the articles until she was sure that a Senate trial would be fair.
The death toll continues to rise from severe storms that carved a wide swath through Texas and the South all the way up to Chicago. The number is now up to 11, according to the National Weather Service. Tornadoes have struck in Oklahoma, Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
A man aboard a United Express flight from Washington, D.C. to Newark, New Jersey was arrested after allegedly ramming the cockpit door before attacking a flight attendant who tried to stop him. Matthew Dingley, age 28, was aboard the flight which was about to touch down when he jumped out of his seat and ran toward the cockpit door. The flight attendant who attempted to intervene became the focus of Dingley's attack while he tried to choke her and then hit her in the head. Six officers were injured after the flight, and the flight attendant was taken to a nearby hospital. New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman was arrested for vandalism for jumping onto the hood of a car in Beverly Hills, California. He was released on a citation and is scheduled to appear in court on April 13th. Edelman and the Patriots have declined to comment. The arrest comes a week after the Patriots were eliminated from the playoffs with a loss to the Tennessee Titans. Edelman was named MVP for last year's Super Bowl. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the largest suppliers of parts to Boeing's troubled 737 MAX is laying off at least 2,800 workers in the United States. The supplier, Spirit AeroSystems, said it may also have to cut more workers if production of the grounded jet does not resume soon. Boeing's 737 MAX jets in airline fleets around the world have been grounded since March following the second crash of the airplane in less than 6 months. Those two crashes killed 346 passengers and crew. Crews battling wildfires in Australia say that they've been able to turn from defense to offense for the first time in weeks thanks to a break in the weather. Dale McLean, who's helping manage the response to a fire near the town of Bodilla in New South Wales, was part of a team that was bulldozing down small trees and burning scrub ahead of the fire's projected path to try to stop it from reaching a major highway by starving it of any fuel. Meanwhile, U.S. tennis star Serena Williams donated her $43,000 winner's check from New Zealand's ASB Classic to the fundraising appeal for the victims of wildfires, joining many tennis stars, including Novak Djokovic and Maria Sharapova. Also, the news came that a firefighter had been killed. The tragedy brings the death toll to 37 in a crisis that has destroyed more than 2,000 homes and scorched an area larger than Indiana. Four of the casualties have been firefighters. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. We appreciate it. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.